This is Akashvani Itaragar, the news read by Indujuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a six-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. In the first leg of his three-nation visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Nigeria at the invitation of Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. This will be the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on the 18th of this month to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. India is part of the G20 Troika along with Brazil and South Africa and has been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussions. National Press Day was observed across the nation today to commemorate the establishment of the Press Council of India on November 16, 1966. The Press Council of India is a statutory body which was established to ensure the freedom of the press and to maintain and improve the standards of journalism. In Itanagar, the National Press Day was celebrated at the Arunachal Press Club. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak and Chief Minister Pema Khandu have extended their heartfelt greetings to all the members of the press and the entire reporting community of the state and the nation. In Itanagar, the National Press Day was celebrated at Arunachal Press Club. Attending the function as Chief Guest, State's Minister for Information and Public Relations and Printing, Nyato Dukam, appealed the media community to adhere to media ethics and work for the interest of the community and purpose. He said, "Today with smartphones in hand, anyone starts reporting without knowing the technical know-how of what journalism is and what a journalist is, which has the potential to create disorder in the society." In order to discourage this culture, he emphasized on creating a media regulatory board in the state. State's Health and Family Welfare Minister Byuram Wage, who attended the function as guest of honor, appealed the media fraternity to publicize and create awareness about the welfare schemes of the government. On the occasion, the Arunachal Press Club and the Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists presented the V. Ravindran and Taro Chatung Excellence in Journalism Awards to journalists under various categories. Chief Minister Pema Khandu visited the Arunachal Pradesh Pavilion put up in the 43rd India International Trade Fair, New Delhi, yesterday. Khandu interacted with the entrepreneurs and urged them to expand their business ventures for even bigger participation next year. He highlighted the importance of packaging and branding of the various products being produced by the entrepreneurs from remote villages of Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Minister appreciated the Trade and Commerce Department of Arunachal Pradesh for organizing the first ever state pavilion, roping in an eclectic mix of entrepreneurs under one umbrella in the trade fair at New Delhi, and desire that this endeavor be expanded in the years to come with even greater participation from all regions in Arunachal. The sixth edition of the Arunachal Literature Festival 2024 concluded on a positive note at the Dorji Khandu Convention Center yesterday. The festival, an annual calendar event of the Department of Information and Public Relations, organized in collaboration with Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society, was inaugurated by Governor K.T. Parnayak on November 13 last. Many renowned authors and writers, storytellers and poets across the state, region and country, besides international delegates from Thailand, participated. Large numbers of enthusiastic budding writers and poets from the state actively joined the talks and discourse sessions conducted during the festival. In the wake of the brutal incident that occurred at the Sepa District Hospital in East Kameng on Thursday, a joint meeting was convened yesterday by the district Deputy Commissioner, Superintendent of Police, East Kameng, Social Welfare and Cultural Organization and Students Organization. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.
Thank you.